Northeast Ohio at gunfoundation.org.
Morning edition on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now, as he does every Friday about this time, to analyze the week's Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
The closing arguments in the long, extraordinary public corruption trial of a former Virginia governor and first lady will be held today, and soon the jury will begin deliberating. This has been an amazing trial. Those two defendants being tried together on much the same charges. However, they have separate defenses, and they have obviously been avoiding each other during the trial.
24 days of testimony, 67 witnesses. I suspect Virginians and then some have learned a lot more about the McDonald's and their family and their private lives than they could possibly have imagined or particularly wanted to learn. This corruption case will be going to the jury sometime today, though it appears that deliberations won't begin until after the Labor Day break. The final testimony Thursday, that 67th witness, was a government witness, an FBI agent, who picked through McDonald's schedule. Now, this was all part of an effort by the government to knock down the defense claim that Bob and Maureen didn't communicate, that their marriage was in shambles, and ergo, they were incapable of conspiring in this instance to trade state support for a disputed dietary product, Anatoblock, in return for $177,000 in largely unreported loans, gifts, and goodies from the Anatoblock impresario, Johnny Williams. By the way, that FBI agent indicated that of the 700-plus nights over which this alleged conspiracy unfolded, that Bob and Maureen spent 90% of their evenings together, or at least in the executive mansion or elsewhere under the same roof. The defense pointed out that there were any number of times the governor was out of town and returning quite late, so it wouldn't qualify as quality time. Now, of course, in the area of trades, remember, Johnny Williams traded something. His testimony against the McDonald's in return for protection against prosecution for securities fraud. Now, yesterday, there was an interesting, albeit very dry, debate before Judge James Spencer over the instructions to the jury. Now, this is all pretty heady stuff, but it's very important because these instructions are essentially the parameters within the jurors, within which the jurors will decide whether Bob and Maureen are guilty or not guilty. The bottom line yesterday, the government is arguing that McDonnell denied Virginia voters the honest services of their governor by engaging in corrupt activity. The defense says that Bob McDonnell is not guilty, that he gave Johnny Williams nothing, and that Williams sought nothing explicitly from the governor. P.S., former governors Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, now senators, were in Hampton Roads earlier this week, and both urged ethics reform, saying it's important that Virginia start to clean up its image. Now, remember, earlier this year, the legislature balked at some type of ethics reform. Next year is an election year, and regardless of the outcome of this trial, and I suspect we'll have a verdict by next Friday, there will probably be considerable pressure on the worthies to do something.
Okay, we have just about 2 minutes left today. The Warner-Gillespie-Sarvis U.S. Senate campaign has kind of been under the proverbial radar, mostly because it's summertime, I guess, but partly also, I guess, because of all the attention going to the McDonald trial.
Yes, most of the reporters in town are over at the courthouse a block from Capitol Square. Ed Gillespie, the Republican nominee, is trying to make his case now with the first television spot of the campaign. It's a slightly biographic spot, slightly biographical, excuse me, spot slightly partisan. It's interesting, you know, there's an Ed Gillespie, Bob McDonald axis that the trial has spotlighted. Gillespie was the chairman of the McDonald gubernatorial campaign. He's also credited with creating the Bobs for Jobs slogan of that 09 campaign. That may not be a patch on the slogan that Gillespie is using for his campaign, Ease the Squeeze. But Ed Gillespie was also an advisor to McDonald in spring 2013 as the governor and his staff were trying to manage the Giftgate scandal.
Mm-hmm. Just 30 seconds left to mention the budget cuts that appear to be looming. The McAuliffe administration has urged or directed agency heads to prepare for 5 and 7% budget cuts in the current fiscal year and the next one. It appears certain that some form of targeted cuts will be necessary.
$2.4 billion, according to the administration. Now, of course, you know, Terry McAuliffe is promising to work with the Republican legislature on trying to find common ground on some of these economies. He's also trying to figure out some way to look, you know, relevant and productive. The latest wrinkle in all that is he apparently told WWBT that he's going to talk to Dan Snyder about possibly locating the new Skins Stadium in Virginia when the team looks for or moves to new digs in 2027. But if that requires a few pennies for planning purposes in the next year or two, they might not be available because of this tight, tight budget.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us on Friday mornings to analyze the Virginia political news. Portions of today's programming are made possible by the family of Jerry Grace Sadler in celebration of her 48th birthday.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's follow along now with a crowd of people. They flowed into a church last night in Ferguson, Missouri.
Stephanie.